MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 26, 2025. The Gloucester Drawbridge is to be replaced, and activists are working to clear the last of the local witches. Showers, upper 50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:04 p.m. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman writes that while the thought of replacing the 1907 Blimmin Canal Bridge, also known as the Cut Bridge, may be a bridge too far for some, residents can learn more about a proposed $125 million MassDOT drawbridge replacement project at a live virtual public information meeting scheduled for Tuesday, December 2 from 6 to 7 p.m. The project to replace the deteriorating span would begin in 2028. It would involve the construction of a bypass with a drawbridge to allow for vehicle traffic to pass over the short canal and boat traffic to pass through it. A spokesperson for MassDOT confirmed construction is tentatively scheduled to begin in mid-2028 with an estimated construction cost of $124.9 million. The project involves the reconstruction of Western Avenue over the Blimmin Canal. The notice of the meeting states a temporary detour will be necessary to accommodate construction of the new canal crossing. Ethan Foreman has much more in the story in today's Gloucester Times. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. Though the victims of the Salem witch trials have been exonerated by the state in the centuries since their wrongful convictions, other colonial residents are still listed as witches in Massachusetts. Local historians are looking finally to deliver justice on their behalf. On Tuesday, State Representative Sally Cairns, Danvers historians, and other advocates testified before the Joint Committee on the Judiciary at the State House in favor of a bill that would clear the names of all people convicted of witchcraft in Massachusetts before 1692. House Bill 1927 would exonerate all of these convictions, but lists eight of those victims by name. Five of them are women from the Boston area who were killed by the state between 1648 and 1688. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student-athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon will soon begin the search for a new chief of staff after Christian Sear worked his final day last week. According to Matt Petrie of the Newburyport Daily News, Sear's tenure with the city lasted less than a year, with his first day on the job taking place January 6. He succeeded Andrew Levine, who left the city to become the town administrator of Hatfield. In late January 2022, and just weeks after Reardon was sworn into the office, Levine was hired. In his letter of resignation, Sear congratulated Reardon on his recent election victory, while noting it served as a great opportunity to revise and refresh his administration with new ideas, voices, and perspectives. And itemlive.com is reporting that the Lynn City Council unanimously voted to approve the establishment of a redevelopment authority to continue the momentum of the city's waterfront redevelopment projects. The South Harbor Implementation Plan, SHIP, was created in 2023 to articulate the infrastructure investments needed to support future development in the South Harbor neighborhood to help create job and housing opportunities. While there has been much progress made and planned with SHIP so far, the Lynn Planning Development has faced major roadblocks with both Gearworks, and National Grid Properties when it comes to future waterfront development. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in sports, we have a complete listing of tomorrow's Thanksgiving high school football games in today's North Shore Today Post. Gloucester plays at Danvers, and both teams have winning records. Both are coming off MIAA playoff appearances. Danvers has won 7 straight in the series, but Gloucester at 7-3 has a slightly better record than the 6-4 Falcons. Swampscott plays at Marblehead. Both teams are 7-3, and the Big Blue have not won on Thanksgiving in the last 14 years. Salem plays at Beverly. The Panthers won a year ago, and tomorrow marks the 127th holiday matchup between the two schools. St. John's Prep at 11-0 plays at Xaverian with a 9-2 record. These two teams will meet again a week from Saturday in the MIAA Division I Super Bowl at Gillette Stadium. Newburyport travels to Amesbury for the 102nd matchup between these two schools. Amesbury is 11-0 and headed to the Division VII Super Bowl a week from tomorrow at Gillette. And again, all local football games are posted below. The Endicott College football team plays in Maryland on Saturday against Salisbury University in an NCAA D3 playoff game. Endicott men's hockey topped Bowdoin 4-2 last night. Gloucester's Jack Costanzo scored a goal for the Gulls. Celtics and Bruins have been off since Saturday. Both teams return to action tonight. The Celtics host the Pistons at 5 p.m., and the Bruins are on the road to take on the Islanders. And the Patriots host the New York Giants in Monday Night Football. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, we all wish you a very happy Thanksgiving holiday.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.